慢慢平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴感谢主今天能够再回到弟兄姊妹中间来分享信息。
Thank the Lord that I have once again have the opportunity to share with you.
在我思考今天要来跟弟兄姊妹分享什么样的主题的时候，
while I was contemplating what topic to share with you today,
我上了你们的网站，我发现今年的头两次的信息很有关系。
When I got onto your website, I found that it's related to the two messages of this year was related.
第一次的信息是朱自由弟兄分享的灵工与灵技。
The first is that brought by Brother Chu is regarding the spiritual works.
第二个礼拜的信息，我发现是周刚弟兄以建造神的家为题目。
And the second is by our Brother Chu Gang, where we talked about building up the house of God.
我发现这两个题目是连在一起的。
I find that these two topics are related.
而当我今年我在我自己的服事的地方，我今年整年的主题就是在神的家中当怎么样行。
And where I serve, I find that the entire topic for this year is how do we serve in His house.
那是提摩太前书的主要的信息。
And that's the message of the First Timothy.
接下来提摩太后书我的主题是在神家中怎么样做一个贵重的器皿。
And second, in the Second Timothy, where I wanted to share about how in His house we can be a precious vessel.
换句话说，今年实在是神摆在我心里面的负担是要明白到底神的家是怎么样子。
And this year, I feel that His burden for me is to truly understand what His house is like.
而且在神的家里面，我们要成为一个怎么样的人？
And how we should be in His house.
不但你要知道做什么，而且你要成为什么样的人？
Not only should you know exactly what you should be doing, but rather how you should be.
所以今天靠主的恩典，我想就在弟兄们年初的这两个负担之上，我再加上一点东西。
So by His grace, I want to add a little bit more to this burden.
什么是神的家呢？
What is His house?
神的家就是永生神的教会。
And His house is the church of the eternal God.
其实从圣经里面整体的思想，我们来看神怎么样来启示这个观念。
And from the Bible, we can see how has He revealed this concept to us.
首先我们看到在出埃及记的时候，神向摩西启示了一个会幕。
And in Exodus, God revealed unto Moses the tabernacle.
这个会幕神告诉他说，你要按照我在身上所指示的样式行。
And he says that you should build this tabernacle according to the plans I've revealed to you upon the mountain.
这个会幕换句话说就是神要与人同住的地方。
This tabernacle is a place where God cohabitates with man.
所以在神的观念里面，他一直要找一个家。
So in his mind, he is always looking for a home.
而这个家最早的启示是在一个民族的身上。
And the revelation of this home was started off on this group of people.
这是在世界上各个地方很奇怪、很稀奇的一件事。
It's very interesting and very strange and amazing.
因为神最初的观念，这个家跟这一个民族是有关系的。
Because in the inception, this house and this group of the people is related.
而我们又发现以色列它就是一个国家。
And we find that Israel itself is a nation.
今天全世界可能只有以色列是一个家，又等于一个国，又等于一个神要居住在一群人的当中。
And Israel, this nation, is the only nation in the world where it is a nation, it's a group of people, but it's also a house where God desires to live.
今天我们讲我们所谓的中国有多少个民族呢？
And today we speak of China. How many different groups of people are there?
56个吧。
It's probably 52, 56.
所以很多的国家它都是有很多的混杂的人在一起的。
In many different countries, there are different tribes of people that are mixed together.
可是在神最初的启示里面，他要在一个家族里面要成立这个成为一个民族，而且要成为一个国家。
So in the inception of his revelation is that he wanted this family to be a tribe and ultimately to be a nation.
后来他要把这个家扩大。他要说这个才叫做神的家，我们等一下会想。
And later on, he broadens his family to incorporate more people, and then he calls this the house of God.
所以我们看到神最初把这个家的观念给摩西的时候，他要他很小心的来建造。
So when God revealed this concept of a house to Moses, he wanted him to carefully build up this house.
所以神后来在希伯来书里面来肯定摩西的时候，说他是为仆人。
And later on, when God confirmed Moses in the book of Hebrews, he says that Moses was faithful in God's house as a servant. And then God pushed, moved one step forward with the revelation of this house. He used Solomon to build the temple.
但是很奇怪的是，他在启示所罗门建造圣殿，其实是启示大卫建造圣殿的时候，他说我用指头画下图样。
And so strangely, when he asked David, when he gave the plans to of the temple to David, he said, I drew it with my hands.
所以我们发现说，神的家不是一个小事情。So
we find his house is not something insignificant.
也就是说，教会的建造不是一个小事情。In
other words, the building up of this house, this church, is not something small.
教会不只是一个教堂，一个建筑物。The
church is not just merely this building, this
一直到了新约的时候，神又借着保罗，借着使徒们。
And in the New Testament, God used the disciples and apostles and Paul to expand this concept even further.
所以接着保罗在以弗所书里面，他就讲到说，我们两下借着神自己合而为一。So
in Ephesians, he said that for him we have access in one spirit to the Father.
对不起，我不太习惯用 PowerPoint， 因为常常为了照着这些 point 讲，就常常没有 power。
Sorry, I'm not really comfortable using the PowerPoint because a lot of times when you focus on the point, you sort of lose the whole power of it.
可是很，我今天用的经文，而且像是一个总结性的，所以我有很多的经文，希望你们能够一边听的时候能够看得到。And
it is a lot of the verses I use as our summary, so I hope that as I speak, you can see these verses.
所以放映的弟兄，你要警觉一点。我讲到哪里，你大概就往前推，我也没有办法看到你放的那个影片。那无所谓，大家注意听。如果会后需要的时候，你再可以要这个经文。So
if you need, we can give you a copy of the verses in the PowerPoint later on.
我也不一定照着这个讲，你能够尽量的。OK。 到了保罗的时候，他启示的把这个家的观念、圣殿的观念又增加了。And
then in Paul's time, he also expanded on this concept of the temple and the house.
他说：“我们因着基督的宝血，我们现在两下能够合为一。”He
says, "By the blood of Christ, that the two sides may now be joined and combined into one."
这个两下是什么呢
？What is referring to these two sides?
这两下，一方面讲到外邦人，一方面讲到以色列人。
On one hand is the Gentiles, on the other hand is the Jews.
本来这两帮人他们是不相来往的。And
originally, these two groups do not talk to each other.
可是因着耶稣基督在宝血在十字架上他所成就的恩典。
But because of the what Christ has accomplished on the cross, that we all are now under the same house of God.
所以在这里，我们看到神的家的观念从会幕进展到圣殿，最后到了教会。And
we see the progression of this concept of the house of God from the tabernacle to the temple and ultimately to the church.
我们这一群人要被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。And
this group of people, us, need to be our foundation needs to be upon the apostles and the disciples.
有耶稣基督自己为房角石。And
the prophets and Jesus Christ being the cornerstone himself.
这也就是耶稣他在离开世间以前，他向门徒们启示说。 我就是基督，而且我要把我的教会建筑在这个磐石上。And
this is before Christ ascended. He revealed to the disciples that I am this rock, and upon this rock the church will be built.
而我们这些被称为神的教会、神家里的人，要被联络的合适。And
us who are under His house and in this church will be connected.
渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And will be built into His house, the tabernacle of God.
我们注意到这里有说到渐渐成为主的圣殿。We
talked about here that to be the tabernacle of God.
所以这个地方是有一个时间性的进行的，是一直在做的。So
this is something that there's a progression, there's a time associated with it that it's moving forward.
可是这里说要各房，要全个整个房间，整个。 整个建筑物要靠他联络得合适。
And this entire building, this architecture is connected through him.
可能我们在这个平常的这样的大的建筑里面，我们还想不出怎么样叫做联络得合适。
So perhaps in this big building, we don't quite understand how these pieces are fitted together.
我可以思想的就是说，比如说我们家里面的话，有客厅、有厨房、有卧室、有浴室。
So for example, in a home, we have the kitchen, the bathroom, the bedroom, and so forth.
我们有不同的房间，可是每个房间有不同的功用。
We have different rooms in the house, and they all serve different function.
当我们这些房间合成一个房子的时候，我们发现人在不同的房间里面，他可以享受，可以得到供应。
And as we find that when people reside in different portions of the house, they can enjoy and they can benefit from different parts.
这也就是今天我们来讲神的家教会的观念。
And this is also the similarly concept of his house and the church.
我们都是这个建筑这个家的材料。
We're all materials that are part of this building.
神给我们的恩赐也有不同的功用。
And the spiritual gifts that he gives us are also different.
有的人有很亲切能够接待人的恩赐，就像是客厅。
Some people are very hospitable, so they sort of serve as a living room.
有的人很有这个爱心侍奉饭食的恩赐，就是厨房。
And some people have a lot of love and they serve in providing food to the people and similar to the kitchen.
有的人可以安慰人，可以使人好像在这里来了跟我交谈，他就能够休息，好像是卧房的。
And others may comfort other people and perhaps offer rest and similarly to a bedroom.
当然我们也可以替人洗干净洁净人医治人又有点像浴室的功用。
And also we also are able to cleanse and to heal and similar to the function of a bathroom.
所以弟兄姊妹我们发现神给我们的这个所谓神的家的启示是非常丰富的。
And we find that the revelation of this house that he has given to us is very abundant.
他又说要联络得整齐。
And he says that in the whole building that they are to be fitted together.
我们刚刚用我们了解的房子做比喻。
We use an analogy of a house just now.
可是我发现说我现在有一个小朋友要盖房子的时候，他可以用一种玩具，是我以前没有玩过的。
And so these days when the kids play, they have a toy that they can play with when they're building house.
那个叫做 Lego.
It's Legos, something I didn't have when I was young.
我们以前顶多叫做积木，几块平的木板摆在一起。
And in the past, we used to have these just building blocks pieces, wooden pieces.
现在这个 Lego 有一个很好玩的地方。
There's something very enjoyable about Legos.
它有的地方凸出来，有的地方凹下去。
There are parts of it that are convex and concave.
当你把它密合在一起的时候，它可以变出很多的花样。
And then when you fit the pieces together, that you can create all different kinds of things.
我最近注意到报纸上有一个新闻，说有一个印度的孩子，如果我记得不错的话，他用 Lego 用那些小方块，他可以排出一个很稀奇的东西。
And if I read in the newspaper that some kid in India, if he can use Legos to build some really amazing stuff.
那当然，这个 Lego 不只是方方块块，它有很多不同的细条形的，还有丝状形的东西。
And of course, Legos is not just single blocks by block. There are different designs of the Lego, different sizes.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有知道我在讲什么？你们有没有看到这样一个报道
？So I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. If you've seen this news.
这个孩子大概十几岁吧，十五岁的孩子，他用这些方块排出了一个盲人打字机。
And he's about 15 years old. He uses Legos to piece together a braille machine.
他能够让这个东西还真的能够打出东西来。
And he can use this machine to actually type.
我觉得非常的奇妙。
And I find that to be extremely amazing.
所以今天神要向我们启示这个神的家，我靠着我们这些人要被联合整齐的时候。
And when God revealed unto us that His house that He's going to use all of us and fit us together.
如果我们被联络了好。那是会成为一个非常奇妙的神的所要使用的器皿。
And if we've been fitted properly, we will become such an amazing piece of vessel for him.
所以从会幕到圣殿，到了教会。
From the tabernacle to the temple and ultimately to the church.
一直到了启示录的时候，神终于完成了这个工作。他说。看啊，我的帐幕在人间。
And all the way till Revelations, when he's finally completed all this, he says, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men."
神要与人同住。
And he will dwell among them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个神的家的建造是一个非常重要的一个我们在今天要实行的。
So the concept of the building of his house is extremely important to us.
但是我们也很清楚，我们不是我们在造，我们是被神在家里建造。
So we're not building, we're being edified. We're the ones who are being built up.
所以我们首先来看这个建造的根基是什么。
So let's look at the foundation of this edification.
我们刚刚已经讲了耶稣基督是房角石。
We already spoke of that Christ is the cornerstone.
所以我们这些远离神的人，因着神的救赎，我们可以成为一家人。
So those of us who are enemies of God, that by his salvation we may become of one house.
他已经废掉了人跟神中间的冤仇。
He has already abolished the enmities between man and Christ, man and God.
我们现在成为一个新的人。
And we have now become a new creation.
而我们这些新的人要一起来到神的面前，一起被建造。
And as a new creation, we come together before Him to be edified.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们要知道，教会神的家是有许多不同的人，而且是不同的罪人要合在一起。
We must understand that His house is comprised of many different kinds of people and many different kinds of sinners.
这些不同的罪人有不同的性情，我们怎么可能合在一起呢
？And these different types of sinners have different personalities. How do we fit together?
因为我们都蒙了一样的恩典。
Because we've all been under the same grace.
所以这个观念非常的重要。
So this concept is very extremely important.
我们来到的教会里面，我们不是强调我们有什么本事。
We don't come to church to show off ourselves.
我们有不同的性情。
We have different personalities.
所以这些所有不同，很多的不同，可以使我们在教会里面产生很多的麻烦。
All of these differences between us will cause a lot of friction, in church.
你不要讲说我跟你不同。
Never mind saying that you and I are different.
其实我们每一个人，我们个人里面都有很多的矛盾。
In all of us, within all of us, there's a lot of conflict.
比如说我今天可能是一个服装很保守的人。
Perhaps an outward appearance, I look very conservative.
可是我对于教会的敬拜的方式，我却嫌它不够开放。
Perhaps for the worship, the service in church, I don't feel that they're liberal enough.
反过来也可能。
In another sense.
我是一个服装很新潮、很开放的人。
I'm a very stylish individual.
可是我到教会敬拜的时候，我却喜欢唱那个很古老的诗歌。
But when I come to church, I like to sing really traditional hymns.
所以我们可以为着许多教堂的布置、教堂敬拜的方式，我们都会有一些不同的意见。
So oftentimes we have different opinions about how the decoration of the church or the way of worship.
但是我们的根基是在主耶稣基督的宝血上。
But our foundation is upon the blood of Christ.
我们有一个共同点，就是我们都是罪人。
We have a central point is that all of us are sinners.
我们文化不同，思想不同，性情不同，但是我们都需要恩典。
Our culture is different, our thoughts are different, our personality is different, but in all, we still need His grace.
因此我们来到神的家里面。
And therefore, we come to His house.
我们要知道我们的根基是建立在主耶稣基督的恩典和真理上。
We must understand that our foundation is built upon His grace and His truth.
那么我们来看到在神是这个整个房子，整个神的家，它的主要的设计者。
And let us take a look at the design of his house.
这个房子的建造必须要照神的心意来建造。
And this his house must be built according to his desires.
感谢神他赐给我们圣经。
And thank the God for he has given to us the Bible.
所以当我们讲到我们要建造灵宫要奉献灵祭的时候。
When we talk about building up of the spiritual house and sacrificing the spiritual sacrifices.
我们不要忘记说在使徒行在彼得前书里面讲到灵宫灵祭以前他还讲到了一个灵来。
And in 1 Peter, before he talked about the spiritual house, he also talked about
a spiritual milk.
A spiritual milk.
所以就是我们能够蒙了重生是因为不是由于能坏的种子乃是借着神活泼长存的道。
So we're born again not because of the seed which is perishable but is imperishable and it's also through his living and enduring word.
在彼得前书第二章里面说你们要除去一切的恶毒诡诈并假善嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
And in 2 Peter, he talks about therefore putting aside all the malice and all the deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵来。
like newborn babies long for the pure milk.
我们才能够渐渐长大。
Only then can we grow.
当我们有了灵奶以后，长大以后，我们才能够被配搭在一起建造灵宫。
Only when we grow with the spiritual milk can we be fitted together and be built into the spiritual house.
而在建造灵宫了以后，我们被建造起来以后，神说我他希望我们能够成为灵祭。
And after we've been built up into the spiritual house, God desires to us, for us to become the spiritual sacrifice.
什么叫做灵祭呢?
What does it mean to be a spiritual sacrifice?
就是属灵的祭。
And as a sacrifice in spirit.
其实在整个圣经里面让我们看到神所喜悦的只有一个祭物。
In the entire Bible, God reveals unto us the only thing that pleases him is there's one sacrifice.
那就是耶稣基督成为代罪的羔羊。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ becoming the lamb who took on all of our sins.
在整个旧约从会幕时代一直启示到主耶稣基督来到的时候
from the Old Testament, from the time of the tabernacle, all the way till the New Testament when Christ is here.
我们看到神所一直借着羔羊流血的羔羊这些牲畜来作为祭物
And we continue to see that he continues to use the lamb, his blood, as a sacrifice.
所以我们看到所有的祭司天天就在那里做这些重复肮脏的工作
In the Old Testament, we see that the priests continue to do repeatedly, daily, this sort of somewhat dirty work.
可是神很清楚的在以色列人背离的时候，神就说这些牛羊千山的这些千千万万牛羊的血，我不要，我不悦纳。
And when the Israelites rebelled against God, God said, I don't desire these sacrifices, these tens of thousands of sheep and lamb and their blood.
因为你们虽然献祭，可是你们的心却背离了我。
Although you offer sacrifices, but your heart has departed from me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在神的家中怎么献祭呢
？So in God's house, how do we offer sacrifices?
他说我要灵祭。
He says I want spiritual sacrifices.
我要你们都成为祭司。
I want all of you to be priests.
我们不但是祭司，我们自己本身也是祭物。
Not only are we the priests, but in the same time, we're also sacrifices.
我们所谓的祭司，你不要只认为都是讲道的人才是祭司。
Don't feel that only the people who speak are priests.
祭司是做很多繁琐的工作，他主要的目的是把人带到神的面前。
The priest serves multitude of functions, but the most important is to bring people to God.
所以神借着彼得所说的说，他愿意说我们每个人都是君尊的祭司。
And he says that all of us, according to Peter, that we're all holy priesthood.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每天做的事情，我们服侍的事情，可能是非常繁琐的。
Although the things that we do on a daily basis is very common.
千篇一律的。
And it's very repetitive.
比如说，我们做厨房的服侍。
For example, we serve in the kitchen.
我们开车接送人的服侍。
Or we shuttle people back and forth.
有时候是很繁琐的。
Something is very normal.
我不知道你们有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if you have this experience.
我有时候接人的时候，我还听到人坐在我车上，有后面会有些评语，他们中间谈论有些评语的。
And I don't know if you hear this, but when I take people, sometimes they have certain comments when they're sitting in the back.
他们说上个礼拜我们坐的那个车子比今天的舒服。
And they said last week the car that we rode in is more comfortable than today.
而有时候还会想一些，那我在开车的时候我就觉得很有意思。
And I find it to be very interesting when I'm driving.
有时候我们去接人的时候，接两个站、三个站的时候，有时候到了那里，你按喇叭人不出来，你还要跑去按门铃。
So sometimes when you stop, you know, first or second stop, or when you stop, when you honk the horn, they don't come out, and you have to go and knock on the door.
有时候急了一点，喇叭按的，人家听出喇叭里面要讲什么话。
And sometimes you're a little anxious, and people could hear what you're trying to say through the horns.
所以做祭司不简单呐。
So it is not easy being a priest.
所以我们在神的家中要怎么建造，怎么配搭呢
？So how do we complement each other? How do we build in His house?
神有他的话在里面教导我们。
God has His word to teach us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
真的，我们说我们要在教会里面一起配搭被建造。
Oftentimes we say we compliment each other in church and to be edified.
我们必须熟悉神的话。
We must be familiar with His word.
我们要知道他话里面的经意，他的心意是什么。
We must understand His desire, His will, and the focus of His word.
我们接下来讲到这个神的家里面建造的材料。
And then we continue on to the different materials or components for this edification.
所以我们可能 我们知道这里讲到从像一块一块的石头被建造起来。
Here we use an analogy of stones and rocks that were fitted together like these pieces.
今天很多的时候我们对于石头的观念比较没有了。
Perhaps today we're not too familiar with the concept of these stones.
我这里有一幅图画，我这里有一幅图画是在欧洲的时候我们看到的。
This photo was taken in Europe.
你注意到这一堵墙它有一个什么特点吗？
Have you noticed an interesting characteristic of this wall?
一块石头堆在另外一块石头上面。
The stones are stacked upon one another.
他们没有用水泥。
There is no cement.
这跟今天我们用的水泥的墙不一样的。
This is different from the walls of today.
他们这些石头有各种不同形状石块的样子。
These stones are of different shape and sizes.
可是当他们摆在一起的时候，按照各个有缺口有出来的摆在一起的时候，成为一堵墙。
But as they're fitted together, some are missing a piece, and others have an extra part that they become this wall.
而且这个墙是很坚固的。
And this wall is very sturdy.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就叫做活石建造灵宫的一个观念。
And this is the concept of the stone, the living rocks building up the spiritual house.
如果我们说只是一块大石头的话
，If we're just this one massive piece of stone,
那只能够做一个纪念碑。
That we can only make a monument for it.
一块大石头
，a large stone.
可是如果是一堆乱石的话
，But if it's a quarry of different stones,
你说那是个废墟。
And that you say it's
ruin.
It's a ruin.
你会看到好像人家说坟场乱石堆，像个坟墓一样，很多石头乱七八糟。
And you say it looks like a graveyard that there's all different kinds of stones strewn about.
所以神他不能不会，神不要住在纪念碑里面。
So God does not want to live in a monument.
神也不住在乱石堆里面。
And God does not desire to live in a ruin.
神要住在家中。
God wants to live in His house.
他要住在各种不同的材料所喷在一起的这个家。
He wants to live in this house that's comprised of different materials.
所以我们说到教会是人的建筑物。
And therefore we say that the church is built by man.
可是我们这些人，我们刚刚讲过了，都有一个特点，我们是罪人。
Before I mentioned that, we're all sinners.
另外一个特点就是我们都是病人。
Another special part is that we're all sick.
你讲说我是罪人，我们很容易接受。
It's very easy for us to accept that we're sinners.
因为当我们重生，我们受浸了，我就已经认罪了。我知道我是个罪人。
When I was saved, I acknowledged my sins, and I it is true that I am a sinner.
可是今天我们可能还是很多人不承认我是个病人。
But today, I don't think perhaps many of us will acknowledge that we're sick.
我们看到别人，我们说他有病。
And when we look at someone else, we say that he is sick.
甚至我们觉得他祷告里面有病。
Even to a point we say his prayer is sick.
可是我们要知道一个面对一个事实，就是我们都是病人。
But we need to acknowledge that we're sick or unhealthy.
我们说的这个病不只是说身体上的病。
We're not speaking of this. This sickness is not of the physical body.
你有没有发现我们这个讲一下说我们都有一些自私苦毒的这个病。
We all have a bit of a bitterness within us, this sickness.
我们也有猜疑的病。
We also like to guess and assume.
今天这个人讲什么话，他是不是讲我啊？
This person, when he's talking today, is he talking about me?
比如说我们很多的疑心。
We have a lot of, we have a lot of doubt about other people.
我们也有嫉妒。
And we also are envious of others.
最近我在一个教会里面，我听到一件很稀奇的事情。
And today I heard something very strange.
或者一点都不稀奇，只是我没去想到。
Or rather, it's not strange, just that I've never thought of it in that way.
就是这一个教会里面有一对弟兄姊妹，他们离开主已经差不多十几二十年了。
So this couple has left the Lord about 10-20 years.
那过去的两三年里面，他们被主得着复兴了。
And in the last 2-3 years, they had a revival and they were captivated by the Lord.
那么这一对夫妇，他是有人的热心，有人的能力。
And this couple has their abilities and has the heart.
所以当他们开始要学习侍奉的时候，就蛮突出的。
And so when they're learning to serve, they're very obvious about that.
这个时候突然有一对我们一直认为我所认识的我认为他蛮老练的弟兄姊妹
And at the same time there's a brother who I thought was very worked with mature in the Lord
他已经在那个教会负很多的责任
He has served many different responsibilities in the church
有一天这一对老练的夫妇竟然去找这一对刚刚被复兴回来的这一对夫妇
And so this couple the couple who's been very mature in the church one day went and sought out this new couple which has been revived
他们问他说：“你最近你现在的改变，你的动机是什么？”
And he says, "What is your motivation now?
你是想要做执事吗
？Do you want to be a deacon?
你想要做长老吗
？Do you want to be an elder?
这下子把这一对回来的弟兄们受了很大的伤害。
And this hurt these two these brothers and sisters that just returned tremendously.
他说：“老实说，我在教会里虽然二十多年，可是我还不知道什么叫做执事长老。”
And I've been here for, you know, they said I've been in church for 20 or so years. I don't know what it means to be these elders or deacon or so forth.
因为他本来就是在外面搞了十几二十年都不回来，最近被主的爱感动了，他来开始觉得他要补上，他要侍奉弟兄姊妹，要侍奉主。
They've been outside of the church for 20 or so years, and but now recently they've been renewed and refreshed, and that they want to serve the Lord.
很单纯的一个动机。
And someone who had very innocent motivation.
可是现在怎么会有一对的老练的弟兄姊妹来怀疑我侍奉的东西，说我想要占某一个位置吗？
But now you have someone who comes and is suspicious of their motivation, and then finds that the desire to have some gain something.
所以受了很大的伤害。
So this hurt this couple very much.
甚至他跟我说，这是我这一生所受到最大的一个屈辱。
And perhaps they say even to that this is the biggest shame or that someone has put upon.
因为他是一个很直爽的人，他曾经是个军人。
Because he's a veteran and he's very straightforward.
他说士可杀不可辱。
You can kill, but you don't want to get entered.
我要离开教会。
Do not leave the church.
不要在这个教会怎么会这个样子
？And how did the church end up being this way?
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个实际，这是一个真实的情况。
This is a reality.
第一个，我们真的是不懂得怎么在教会里面跟人配搭侍奉。
We really don't know how to serve or co-work with one another.
我们虽然很热心，可是我们当我们受弟兄姊妹的冤枉、冤屈或者不懂的时候，我们又重蹈覆辙。我们可以说我们不干了，又走了，再一次离开教会。
But sometimes when we're doubted by others, we say we don't want to do it anymore, and we just want to pick up and leave.
同样，另一方面，我们在教会里面看起来我们很多的侍奉。
And on the other side, it seems that we have so much service and work in the church.
可是我们里面却有一些很奇怪的东西，就是人看不出来的。你竟然有一些怎么讲？你说是嫉妒还是什么
？And but within you have these strange things, whether it's envy or something else.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的是我们发现我们这个材料，我们这种材料实在是一点良善都没有。
And we find that this material that we have no kindness and goodness.
所以我必须说，我们说我们可以，我们常常会有私心，我们容易发怒。
Oftentimes we have anger and we have lose faith.
我们有骄傲，我们不饶恕。
We have pride and we have unforgiveness.
可是我们要注意到，我们也是，我们讲人家精神有病，其实我们常常我们自己也是神经病的。
Often we say there's something wrong with someone else, but we're the one who is also, There's also sickness within us.
所以教会是个大医院。
So the church is a big hospital.
教会是神的家。
It is his house.
教会我们说是神的军队。
We say it is his army.
我们也说教会是神的心腹。
But it is also his bride.
这些都是圣经上的话，可是我们发现这中间都还在渐渐在建造的过程。
These are all things, words of the Bible, but we find these are all within, still moving forward in the process of edification.
所以为什么圣经说要把心腹装饰整齐，迎接主的再来
？Why does the Bible say that the bride must be dressed and prepared for the bridegroom?
这个心腹指的就是我们这些在教会里面的人。
And the bride is referring to all of us who are within his house.
所以我们要清楚，当我们知道说教会里面用的材料，教会也是一个医院。
But when we speak of the materials and the components of this in the church, the church is also a hospital.
这些话语其实在圣经里面都，我们细细体会的话，这些事实圣经里面都讲了。
All these truths are spoken of in the Bible.
所以我们需要灵来，明白灵来才能建造灵宫。
We must first understand before we can build the spiritual house.
如果我们以为教会里面都是健康宝宝，都是俊男美女，那我们就会很失望。
We'll be disappointed if we feel that the church is full of healthy babies and handsome and good-looking people.
所以我们在教会里面，我们知道耶稣基督是房角石。
We know that Christ is the cornerstone.
我们在这个根基上面建造。
We know that we're built upon this foundation.
我们在建造的过程中是有一些冲突的。
We have in this process of building, we have certain conflict.
那要怎么办呢？
What happens then?
圣经说我们要凡事谦虚温柔忍耐。
The Bible says that in all things we need to be humble and in humility and gentleness and with patience.
用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
And to show tolerance for one another in love, and then to being diligence to preserve in the bond of Spirit and bond of peace.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
竭力保守。
To diligently preserve.
这表示不简单的。
This demonstrates not something simple.
我们很容易就放弃了。
It's very easy for us to give up.
我们就不可能谦虚下来。
It's very hard for us to humble ourselves.
所以我们注意到这里讲到谦虚、温柔、忍耐，这中间是有关系的。
So here it talks about humility, gentleness, and patience. These are related.
你必须要先谦卑下来。
You must humble yourself.
你的态度才能够温柔。
Only then will your attitude be gentle.
也能够因着你的态度温柔，你才能够进一步到忍耐。
Only when your attitude is gentle will you have patience.
然后才有可能用爱心。互相宽容。
Only then will you tolerate each other in love.
你先原谅他，先宽容他。
You must first forgive and to tolerate that person.
然后进一步，你愿意跟他和平的彼此联络。
And then to move one step forward to work in peace with that individual.
终极的目标是要用竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The ultimate goal is to being diligent to preserve the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
所以我这里整理出了几个英文字希字。
So here I listed several C's words that start with C.
这个英文也不是我的主要的语言。
English is not my first language.
我试着把这几个观念摆在一起，让弟兄姊妹明白。
I try to organize these concepts together so that it's easier for you to understand.
首先，我们看到我们到教会。来聚会到神的家里面的观念有两种。
First, we find that there are two concepts when we come to the church.
一种好像做客人一样，顾客一样 ，consumer.
So first, we're like visiting, we're consuming, we're a consumer.
可是另外，我们知道神盼望我们能够到教会里面的时候，我们能够做一个能够委身的人。
So once we find that this is place where we want to be and we're in church, that we become committed.
我们教会不是说我们高兴来就来过去，我们是家里面的一份子。
Church is not some place where we want to come when we come when we want to come, but we're part of this family.
每一个家里面，不管是哥哥弟弟姐姐，我们都在家里面都有责任的。
Whether you're a brother, sister, or elder brother and so forth, we all have responsibilities in this house.
弟兄姊妹，或许你们包容我说这样的一句话。
Perhaps if you will allow me to say this.
我希望我不是说的太过。
I hope I don't offend anyone.
不是 offend， 我是太要夸奖你们。
Sorry. I hope I don't.
因为我在来几多次来到这一个教会里面的时候，我发现你们中间很愿意委身的人很多。
I find that there are many people who are committed. Sorry, not to offend, but to compliment. There are many people who are committed here.
今天我到好多不同的地方去。
Today I go to many different places.
我发现很多的服事只是少数人在那里做。
I find that the service is only done by very few people.
可是我认识这里的弟兄姊妹差不多有20年了。
I know the brothers and sisters here for about 20 or so years.
叶兆卓、孟弟兄等等，我发现这些弟兄，对不起，我不要提这个名字哈。我发现这些弟兄。 真的是委身在这个教会里头。
You know, I know all these brothers, and I know that they're fully committed to this church.
我今天早一点来，我就发现，在那边，在厕所里头，在吃饭的地方，已经有人在插在这边。你们断了这个线不起来，还有人在跑来跑上跑下。你们可以用的人太多了。
When I came this morning, I saw there were people in the kitchen, there were people on the other side, they were cleaning, there were people here preparing. There's so many people that God can use here.
当我在准备这个今天的材料的时候，我发现有个人叫做 Daniel Lee。
So today I find there's someone else who's Daniel Lee here.
我在想 Daniel 是谁啊？
So I didn't know who this person Daniel was.
我每次来的时候，你们跟我配搭服侍的人都不一样。
And every time when I come here, there's a different person serving with me.
弟兄姊妹，神给你们太丰富了。
And God has truly given to you an abundance.
这个教会我发现十几年过来的，神把你们的根基已经把这个两代、上代、下代已经融合在一起。
And God truly has taken the foundation of this church, whether it's the previous generation, the current, or the next generation, has melded them together. And it is for this that we worship God. How many churches where we see that the previous generation and the current generation, they could not co-work together? And it is to say, step by step, that we become the house of God. This is a process.
你看，经过了十几年，我们的下一代今天已经成了这个教会主要的中间的，也是一个年轻的一个世代。
After one or two decades, the next generation has already become part of this church.
怎么保守这个教会的合而为一
？How do we keep this church in unity?
我们不都是客人，我们是每一个人都需要是委身的人。
We're not consumers. We all need to be committed to this church.
而在教会里面，你难免会碰到很多的冲突。
So, in church, it's very easy for you to be faced with confrontations.
人不同嘛，个性不同，观念不同，文化不同，背景不同，我们会冲突的。
There's difference in background, personality, culture, and so forth that it's very easy for us to have conflict.
弟兄姊妹，不要害怕冲突。
Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of conflict.
你以为冲突是个坏事。
Perhaps you may feel conflict something bad.
冲突是不是一件容易的事，可是它不见得是个坏事。
Conflict is something that is not easy, but it doesn't mean it's bad.
我们对冲突的了解是说，因为我的想法，我的做法跟你不一样。
The focus of conflict is that our thoughts are different, our ways are different.
其实我们再往深一点想，冲突是你没有开口，你没有讲话的时候，冲突已经在了。
If you think about it a little bit deeper, that before you even speak, the conflict is already there.
因为我们两个不同嘛。
Because the two of us are different.
我快你慢。
I'm very fast and you're slow.
我保守你开放。
I'm traditional, you're liberal.
所以你不要害怕，你不要，不是说我们开同工会的时候，我们开始讲话，我们才有冲突。
Don't feel that only when we have co-worker meetings that when we start speaking that there's conflict.
很多的时候，我们里面的彼此的论断，那个冲突已经在那里。
Oftentimes our thoughts are our focus is there's already conflict there.
问题是说你怎么来面对这个冲突？
But the question is the real question is how do you face and deal with conflict?
你怎么了解你们冲突的地方是在哪里？
How do you understand where is the central problem with your conflict?
到底是不是我看到你的不同的后面，我们仍然有一个相同的一个东西在那里？
Is it can we see that behind this conflict the difference that there is something that is common between us?
我们是不是都是为了教会好
？Are our focus all for the goodness of this church?
我们强调的点不一样，可是我们有没有可能找到一个我们可以共同点，我们能够在这里从这里开始
？Our emphasis are different, but can we find a commonality between us and start from that point?
所以我们要靠主的恩典，从不同的冲突，我们能够成为互补。
So we need to go from the point where we're different and in this confrontation and conflicting to a point where we can complement each other.
所以这个过程就要有十字架的功课。
So this process involves the process of the cross.
我举一个最近发生在我自己身上的例子。
Let me give you an example of something that happened to me recently.
在两个礼拜以前，有一次我们在礼拜五晚上的查经聚会的时候。
2 weeks ago, when we have Friday night Sunday school, Friday night Bible study.
我们按照进度，我安排了弟兄姊妹轮流分享。
According to schedule, I had brothers and sisters scheduled to share.
我很感谢主，在过去的五年到七年这中间里面的时候，我已经把教会的弟兄姊妹，现在礼拜五晚上我们排进度的话，可以有大概15位到20位弟兄姊妹，他们都可以上来讲圣经。
Between the last 5 and 7 years, we have so many brothers and sisters that we can sort of many of them can come up and share.
我们是一点一点来教导他怎么学习，怎么来带领查经的。
We teach them one step by step on how to lead a Bible study.
那最近教会里面来了一位比较有经历在别的地方聚会的弟兄。
So recently a brother came who was more experienced.
那这位弟兄他也很安静，很低调。他来到教会里面的时候，可是因为我知道他有话语的恩赐。
And this brother is very, you know, he's not very vocal, but I know that he has the blessing of the word.
所以我也希望用到弟兄的这一份恩赐，所以就安排了他，也照着我们大家安排的这个次序，他来需要来负责某一章的圣经。
So because I feel that he has the gift of the word, that I also schedule him to made him responsible for one of the chapters.
结果那一天晚上，我怀着满怀期望坐在那里听他分享的时候。
That night when I was sitting there and I full of hope to listen to him speak.
结果在整个过程里面，我就觉得我就开始不安了。
And throughout the entire process, I felt very uneasy.
因为我不但希望弟兄姊妹们能够按着正义来分解神的话。
Not only do I feel that brothers and sisters should speak the truth.
而且我希望弟兄姊妹在开始学习的这几年，我希望说讲每一个人讲解给你的资料，给你的那个范围，能够在40到45分钟之内讲完。
And I hope that that you use the time wisely, speak between 40 to 45 minutes to share the material.
然后有5分钟到10分钟，我会做一点补充。
And then for 5 to 10 minutes, I would fill in the gaps there.
然后接下来我们要分成小组，我们在小组里面开始分享。然后补上去，然后最后还要留下15分钟，小组里面能够彼此带到。
And then we spend some time broken up into small groups to share, and then later on for some prayers.
所以好不容易这个过去的5-6年，把这个形式慢慢慢慢把它建立起来。
So it's been over 5 or 6 years to slowly build up this schedule, these a lot of time.
所以当这个弟兄来到我们中间已经好几个月了，他也是安静的坐在那里看听这个聚会。
And he's already been with us for several months, and he's already participated in these meetings.
结果没想到那天晚上他分享的时候完全岔题。
And that night when he shared, he completely went off topic.
他一开始就解释说我今天有另外一个负担，那么我就开始讲。
And he says, I have another burden, and he decided to share about that.
如果那个负担能够让我听得懂，我也就好了。
And if I understood his burden, then it would be better.
可是那个负担一直讲了差不多一个钟头的时候，快要到晚上要结束的时候，是那个领会的弟兄一直跟他做暗示说到要结束了。
So he spent about an hour. The brother who was leading kept on telling him the time is up.
所以最后他结束了。
And he finally concluded.
他在讲的时候，我心里很不安，可是我也尽量记在他要讲的重点。
And I was very uneasy, but I still noted, jotted down his focus.
等到他讲完的时候，我发现我很难上去做补充。
And when he finished, I find it very difficult for me to go up and speak, share some more.
所以我在要做补充，到底要分组呢，还是不要分组？今天聚会是不是就这里结束呢？就在那一刹那，我就讲了比较急促的话。
So whether it's to do we break up into groups, do we share some more or whatever, and then in my follow up, I spoke something that's a bit hard.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我发现这个人心里有什么，你就表现出来，你藏不住的。
And we find out whatever is in our heart is very difficult for us to try to hide it.
所以当我讲的时候，我的话语就严厉了一点，比如说我就说，我们都在学习的阶段，我希望还是尽量按照我们的程序来做。
So I was a bit harsh in my comments, and I said we're still learning this process, and we should try to follow accordingly.
等等，讲的就是好像说我希望这个程序不要被破坏，不要轻。如果你要讲别的题目，应该事先打招呼等等。
And I said similar things, so forth, that we should follow the schedule, and if you want to share about something else, then we need to talk about it beforehand, so forth.
当我讲完了以后, 我就发现弟兄姊妹们中间有很多的不安。
After I said these things, I feel that there was a lot of uneasiness among the brothers and sisters.
在我里面也很不安,
and there was a lot of uneasiness
within myself. 因为只剩下几分钟很晚了, 晚上查经完要散会了, 可是那个时候我又讲了这样的话。
And it was about time to closing, and we're ready to go home, but it was at that time I said these things.
所以那你们可以想象, 我回家以后, 那一天晚上几乎是我自己就很难睡着。
And you will find you when I went home that night, it was very hard for me to fall asleep.
好不容易熬啊熬啊, 这弟兄姊妹这中间也有来关切的啊，也有说啊，你讲的对呀, 应该要这样提醒大家, 那当然也有人就说, 你不可以厚责言责老年人啊。
And some people said that yes, you know, I agree with you. We need to you should remind the brothers as well as the others. You should said you shouldn't rebuke the elder.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我就发现这个东西不行
So I find that this is something that is not right
所以很感谢主在接下来的你曾给我一个机会
And the following time God gave me another opportunity
在下一次那个带领的下一个礼拜五那个带领的弟兄他结束的时候我特别要求他 给我一点时间
So when he was finishing up the next week I asked him to give me some time
当然 我那个礼拜五晚上讲完，我礼拜六我中午的时候我就打电话给这位年长的弟兄。
Of course, on Friday after Friday's Bible study, on Saturday I called him up.
我首先向他认罪。I
first acknowledged my sin to him.
我向他道歉。I
asked for his forgiveness.
结果这位年长的弟兄他在电话里面他就说。 哎，我没有想到，他说没有问题啊，你昨天讲什么，我也没有太多去注意听。他说，我说这个也不会影响我。他说没有，我说真的吗？
And so the elderly brother says, he said, no need to apologize. I didn't really listen clearly to what you were saying, and it doesn't bother me.
那我他说真的，那我说哦，那就太好了。第一个我深深的我怕我是得罪你。
And I said, oh, really? That's the case? Okay, that's great, because I felt I was
如果你觉得没有关系, 那这个我就放了一大半的心。
And if you feel that you weren't bothered by this, then that's half of my worries.
然后我就跟他讲, 其次我是得罪了其他的弟兄姊妹。
And then I continue on to saying that I've offended the other brothers and sisters.
因为我用我自己的思想, 我污染了其他人。
Using my own thoughts, I've polluted the other brothers and sisters who were sitting there.
我听不懂不表示别人听不懂
If I didn't understand your burden that doesn't mean other brothers and sisters did not understand as well
而且我最近不是自己还在讲这个提摩太书里面说我们要有刚强仁爱谨守的心吗
And even now we're talking about 1 Timothy that we need to have a watchful heart and to be strong and so forth
我常常注意哦，我是很刚强，我敢跟人家在冲突的时候，我讲出我的道理。
And I always often said I am strong, I'm bold, I could talk about stuff in conflict.
可是我有仁爱的心吗？
But do I have a gentle heart?
我有谨守的心吗？
Do I have a watchful heart?
什么叫做谨守的心呢？
What does it mean to have a watchful heart?
不是说你想讲，你想做，你想跟人家 当场起冲突你就敢做，这不是这么简单的。
It's not that you want to do this and you're going to go ahead and do this. It's not that simple.
谨守的心就是说有很多年幼的人在旁边的人，他们受了污染了，他们不知道怎么办。
To be watchful means that when there are other people around when they're polluted by these thoughts, that they don't know what to do.
你们两个都是老练的弟兄，你们在众人面前起了这个冲突的时候，这个就不叫谨守的心。
When these two experience an elderly and mature brother and sister's brother between the people and there's conflict, this is not a watchful.
当教会有冲突的时候,
when there is conflict in church,
你是不是靠着主的恩典，你能够使他成为一个互补？
Can you cause it to be a compliment by His grace?
弟兄姊妹不简单啊,
it is not easy.
你也不是说我就可以妥协 compromise.
You should not say that I will compromise.
而是我们在神的面前, 我们是要做一个言行一致的人。
And before God, we should follow according to our word.
我们必须一个, 你言行, 你不是说今天这样做, 明天那样做, 尤其一个带领的人, 你如果不是一个, 一个有让弟兄姊妹很清楚知道怎么做的时候，那你这个就很没有办法带领一个团队。
So we need to stick by our word, and we can't just say, well, let's do this today and that the other way. It's very difficult to lead a group of people if you're not consistent.
我们发现教会里面也有很多人，他是一个 compromiser.
And we find a lot of people in church are compromisers.
他是一个妥协的人，你这么说他，哦，也也也这样，你们这样说又这样，所以搞得大家无所适从。
So when one day you'll say, let's do it this way, he says yes, and the next day the other way, he says sure, and it's very difficult. Next circumstance.
所以在教会里面的服事，实在神的家中里面的要被建造是一件了不起的事情啊。
To be edifying in the church, in the house of God, is something that is very significant.
神要把我们这些人，这些破的材料，破的石头，要把它摆在一起。
He wants to place us who are broken materials, broken stones, together.
只有十字架的恩典能够做。
Only the grace, or by the power of the cross can this be done.
我们一方面我们要谨守。
On one side, we need to be watchful.
后来感谢神给了我机会在第二次聚会的时候，我请这位弟兄，我那天跟他谈了以后，他说他没有怎么样。
So, the second time, after the meeting, I invited him to talk.
后来我说，那你能不能为我祷告？
He says, he didn't bother him, so I asked him, can you pray for me?
他说可以啊，他说我常常为你祷告。
He says, yes, I often pray for you.
我说不是底下祷告，我说我要你公开为我祷告。
And I said, not in a private, but also openly pray for me.
我说我下个礼拜五晚上结束的时候，我要公开承认我得罪了你。
And next Friday, when I, after the meeting, I want to acknowledge that I've wronged you.
而我希望你不介意到前面来为我祷告。
And I hope that you will not object to you coming up and to pray for me.
他说我想一想。
He says, let me think about it.
后来他说我愿意。
He says, I'm willing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们又在一起公开，因为这个公开的得罪弟兄，我就公开的来承认我的错。
So if we offended this brother, I offended this brother in public and openly, then I will also apologize openly.
而且得罪的范围有多大，你认罪的范围就有多大。
Whatever the scope of the offend is, the apology should be in that scope as well.
我不需要把这个事情拿到我的主日讲台上去讲。
I don't need to take this incident into my Sunday message and to share about it.
因为很多人不知道。
Because a lot of people on Sunday didn't know about this.
那三四十个人礼拜五晚上的人，他们知道，我就在他们面前来做补救。
But among the 30-40 people on Friday night that they are aware of this, and therefore I will apologize.
今天我可以在你们中间讲，因为你们不知道是谁，不知道是哪怎么回事，太多的。
Today I could share with you because you don't really know exactly who this person is.
可是这是一个就是我们聚会的一个目的，我们不是只是查圣经，我们要生命分享的一个团契。
The purpose of this gathering is not that we would study the Bible, but it's an intersection of life.
教会里面的建造最困难的就是你又要讲真理，又要兼顾到生命的分享。
The very difficult part of being sharing in church is that you need to speak the truth, but you also need to share about life.
很多时候我们的查经聚会，我们的追求聚会，搞得脑袋这么大。
And a lot of times the Bible studies and the seekers class and so forth, it gives us so much frustration.
可是我们缺少我们生命里面真实的分享。
We lack the true sharing from our life.
我们的软弱。
Our weakness.
我们的学习。
Our lessons.
我们彼此认罪。
How we acknowledge our sins.
我们互相代求。
And how we pray for one another.
这是教会建造里面非常重要的一环。
These are very important concepts in the edification in church.
我们会要求子女顺从。
We ask our children to obey us.
我们要求妻子顺从。
We ask our wives to obey us.
可是我们在教会里面，我们不能够心甘情愿的顺服带领我们的弟兄。
But at church, we're unwilling to obey the leading brothers.
你看到吗？我们很多的矛盾在我们里面。
You see that within us, there's so much conflict.
其实我们的顺服不是说我顺服你的地位比我高，你的才干比我强。
Our obedience is not to say that we obey you. I obey you because you're more senior than I am. You're more established or more talented.
真正的顺服是顺服神借着这个弟兄的权柄，我承认神在他身上
有要我学习的功课。
And to the true obedience to obey God, that within that upon this brother that he has placed his power, that there is a lesson to be learned that I am willing to obey.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
渐渐成为主的圣殿
，and to step by step to become His house.
有一天，神要说，你的工程要在我面前来显示出来。
And one day God will say that you should show me your accomplishment.
火要试炼每个人的工程。
God says that fire will test the work of everyone.
所以保罗说，我好像一个聪明的工头，我来照着神的图样来建造。
And Paul says that I'm intelligent. I'm as of an intelligent worker leading the worker that I'm going to according to his plan.
我们如果去读教会历史的话。
If we read the Bible history,
we find that
today he still hasn't found his home.
会幕时代过去了。
The era of the tabernacle has passed.
圣殿时代也过去了。
The era of the temple has already passed.
建筑那么华美的圣殿都一再的被毁了。
Such beautiful, magnificent temples has passed away, even destroyed.
甚至到耶稣的那个时代，他来到了圣殿里面，他发现那是个贼窝。
Even in Jesus' time, when he went to the temple, he found that to be a den of thieves. He has no way to dwell there.
所以耶稣说，狐狸有洞。
And Jesus said, the fox has its holes.
飞鸟有窝。
The bird has their nest.
可是人子找不到一个枕头的地方。
But the Son of Man cannot find a place to lay down his head.
今天全世界有很多的教堂。
In this world, there's so many different churches.
有很多所谓的教会。
There's so many churches, different groups.
可是我们的主能找到他能够居住的地方。
But can our Lord find a place to rest His?
我们这里的聚集是神的家吗？
Is our gathering here His house?
请我们低头。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们知道你一直要找一个家。
Lord, we know you desire to find a home.
几千年来，你找不到。
For thousands of years, you have not found a home.
我们在这里所建造的都只是一个物质的殿。
What we're building here is but a physical building.
我们求你的灵来变化我们。
We ask your spirit to change us.
让我们真的能够被你建造，成为你。圣灵的居所。
May we truly be edified by you to be the dwelling for your spirit.
我们为这个教会，为这个 Newark Christian Fellowship 这个聚集，我们来感谢你。
We give thanks to you for this gathering, this Newark Christian Fellowship.
我们知道这里有一群倾心爱你的。
We know there's a group of people who is pure in heart who loves you.
我们也清楚知道这里也免不了有许多的冲突。
But we also know that it's unavoidable that there will be many conflicts here.
求主，你让我们在你的十字架底下，我们能够彼此磨合。
May we compromise each other underneath your cross.
能够使这个地方成为你荣耀的见证。
May this place be a place of glory for you.
成为罪人可以在这里得到洁净，可以得到恢复的地方。
May sinners be cleansed and sinners be restored here.
但愿你的旨意在我们身上成全。
May your will be fulfilled in our lives.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.